Author DJ Paul V. Tagliano is here to talk about his new book, Born This Way, Real Stories of Growing Up Gay, and give us his spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, Paul.
How you doing, Charlotte?
Fine, how are you?
I'm terrific.
Tell us about Born This Way, the Real Stories of Growing Up Gay.
It's the print edition, I guess you could say, of my blog, which is bornthiswayblog.com. That's where the original concept was launched 2 years ago. So for the book, it's 100 stories, photos and stories. People self-submit their childhood photo and write up, you know, two or three paragraphs of their growing up gay or LGBTQ experiences, memories, and thoughts.
What was your inspiration for writing it?
Well, the inspiration for the project started with the blog, and that happened in the fall of 2010 when there was a rash of suicides of LGBTQ kids. And it was all over the news, and I think we all had this feeling of what is going on here? This has to stop. And I know for myself, I had a feeling of what can I do? And I had the idea for this project, which was the photo and the growing up story that I had envisioned originally as a book. But I sort of put that on hold, and I said, you know, I think I can get this online, and I think it will help these kids. It will give these kids a connection. So that's what I did. I started the blog in January 2011, and so it's been 2 years now. It exploded right away, and people were sharing it and talking about it and really responding to it in a really positive way. And so that's how it led to the book.
What would you like to accomplish with this book?
What I would love to accomplish with my book is really to just get the conversation about gay kids into a place where it's not thought of as negative or wrong or bad, and especially with parents. In the beginning of the book, I say to parents, you know, your child might be gay or they might be straight, and both are okay, and don't treat one or the other as negative or bad. And it should just be a topic that can be brought up without any weirdness or shame or guilt. I don't want parents to feel guilty that they have gay kids. You know, I think a lot of parents think, what did I do wrong? Well, I know that they worry about having a gay kid, and I understand on that level that there's a worry of what a gay kid can and will still go through, the way that society might treat their child. But in terms of how a parent reacts to their children, and especially if they think one of their children or more might be gay, is to just bring it up. You know, there's some stories in the book where people say, you know, when I came out, my parents were sort of like, well, we knew forever, we were just waiting for you to tell us. I think that we need to encourage parents, if they want to bring up this topic with their kids, that they can, and at an early age. And even if it's as simple as saying, you know, to an 8-year-old or a 9-year-old, hi, Johnny, how was school today? How are your friends in class? Is there anyone you have a crush on? Is there anyone that has a crush on you? And to accept whatever the answer is. You know, if Johnny has a crush on Billy, find out about Billy. If Susie has a crush on Mary, that's okay. I want it all normalized, and so that it's talked about exactly the same way that you would talk to your straight child.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
My commitment to LGBT civil rights is pretty deep. For me, I'm on Facebook almost all day because I work at home, and, you know, there's 2,500 friends in my friends list. You know, I have a Born This Way blog page and a Born This Way book page. But even just on my personal page, I think people look to me to keep tabs on some things that are going on, especially for the LGBT community, as I constantly post links to whether it's sign this petition, or call your congressman, or call your senator. I'm glad that people trust me on some level, that if I'm going to post something, that it's something that I feel is important, especially if it's related to equality and to inspire people. Because, you know, I've always contended that apathy is the death of our community, not just the gay community, but American society, and that we just need to be active, and we need to get off our butts and pay attention. And even if it takes 10 minutes of your day to do something active, whether you sign the petition or you share that link and so on, you know, that's the great thing about social media, is that you see these things and immediately people keep sharing them. and there's a much more of a connection, direct connection to our friends and our allies, things that are important, especially regarded to equality. So I used to worry, like, oh, am I posting too much political stuff or too much activist stuff? And I gave up worrying about that a long time ago, because this is how change happens.
What would you like to see the Obama administration accomplish for our LGBT community in the next 4 years?
I think the Obama administration is going to do something pretty huge. I personally believe that this president believes in 100% full equality for the LGBT community. And I know in his heart of hearts, that's where he lies. I know that now that he's in his second term, you're starting to see that more of those true feelings are coming out. And he just filed that he wants to strike down DOMA in the Supreme Court. I really believe that this president wants to leave office to be known as the president that enacted a sweeping gay rights bill similar to the Civil Rights Act, which would basically say zero discrimination for the LGBT community, and that includes marriage, housing, jobs, children, adoption, period. It is a sweeping type of bill or something on that level that finally gives us 100% equality.
LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and we have numerous teens continuing to take their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
This is still the hardest question to answer, because your first instinct is to always say, just believe in yourself and just be strong and, you know, just hang on until you get out of school and can forge your life as an adult, because there's an amazing life awaiting you. Just hold on. But my other advice is get online and search. Search for anybody that can help support you, whether it's GLSEN or the Trevor Project or PFLAG. Find out if there's a gay and lesbian center where you live. Hopefully there's a gay straight alliance in your school. Find people that can take you under their wing, and even if it's just words of encouragement, similar to what I said, which is just believe in yourself. I write in the book that every gay kid is a gift to this world, and we need them here as adults, and that you will find good in your life. You just have to stay here to experience it.
How can people get information about your book, Born This Way, Real Stories of Growing Up Gay?
Well, you can always go to bornthiswayblog.com, and there you can actually keep track of new stories that get posted up. But a link for the book is right at the top. It says book info, and inside there it has links to almost every online retailer, and all the info is there.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
If anybody listening knows how to get a hold of Anderson Cooper or Ellen, I would be all ears. You can let me know, and I would love you forever, because I know that the stories are important and people really respond to them in such a positive way. And I want to help parents too, like I said earlier. I want to see parents be able to maybe use my book as a little bit of guidance if they think they have a gay child now, so that it's different than what I went through growing up.
Do you have a favorite quote, a mantra to get you through difficult times?
I think there's a good one, and that is, people will hate you, rate you, shake you, and break you. But how strong you stand is what makes you. It means that for every great idea or thing that you try to put out into the world, it seems like there's always people that want to knock it down or want to make fun of it or belittle it. That can include just being yourself. And I really think it just boils down to believing in yourself and believing in who you are, and that what you have to say is important. Ideas need to be shared. If you have something to say, don't be afraid to say it, and stay strong with your beliefs.